Good day, it's John David Miller and Aware More Blogcast, Awakening to be Aware More, Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today's topic in our natural health series is Duped by the Medical Establishment. We have been duped by a false medical model that has cost millions of lives and billions of dollars over the last century. Medical error is one of the leading causes of death. Many more deaths are caused gradually by the slow poisoning with medicines not counted as error. Effective for marketing vaccines and treatment drugs, the unproven germ theory of disease has been brainwashed into almost everyone, and especially those in the medical profession. Quote, "Bacteria do not cause disease, and therefore serums and vaccines can neither prevent or cure disease." This is a quote from Dr. Antoine Béchamp, who had 4 PhDs in biological sciences and headed 4 chairs at a Paris university. He was the founder of the terrain theory and the theory of microcosmas in the late 1800s. Louis Pasteur promoted the faulty germ theory of disease. The term pasteurized, referring to the cooking of a food to kill any germs, was named after him. Pasteur was a chemist, not a physician. He was not knowledgeable in physiology. He considered his contemporary, Béchamp, to be a rival, although Béchamp was much more educated and a far better scientist. Nonetheless, the flawed germ concept Pasteur postulated was adopted by the medical industry as it serves to promote their false chemical treatments. They are chemical merchants originally tied to the oil industry. The powerful medical industry was started more than a century ago by a group of manipulators with vested interests. First, J.D. Rockefeller, oil magnate, who wanted to expand the use of petrochemicals as medicines and eliminate competition. William Randolph Hearst, newspaper magnate who supported the medical monopoly in the media and profited from the advertising, much as the networks of television and radio do today. Abraham Flexner, who developed the pharma medical school curriculum and secured its adoption by colleges and universities. And Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud's nephew, who developed the concepts of propaganda and its offspring, public relations. These are the people that initiated the medical industry and got its acceptance going through the means of media and propaganda and medical school compliance. Quote, "Pasteur made germs respectable. He was a genius at popularizing microbes as a cause of disease. Pasteur's dogma transformed medicine into a multi-billion dollar biotech business in search of the perfect pill and the perfect vaccine. In the process, the physicians were blinded." From Dr. Alan Cantwell. Another quote, "Had it not been for the mass selling of vaccines, Pasteur's germ theory of disease would have collapsed into obscurity." From E. Douglas Hume. Béchamp's work was supported by other scientists, including Pasteur's friend Claude Bernard. Pasteur himself realized in the end that Bernard and Béchamp were right, acknowledging the correctness of the terrain theory when he confessed on his deathbed, "Le germe n'est rien, c'est le terrain qui est tout." In English, that would be, "The germ is nothing, it's the terrain that is everything." Another quote, "Medical science is based on a false premise, namely that diseases are caused by extraneous influences." From Dr. John Tilden, MD, author of Toxemia Explained. Another quote, "Germs seek their natural habitat, diseased tissue, rather than being the cause of diseased tissue." From Dr. Rudolf Virchow. And another quote, "If the germ theory of disease were correct, there'd be no one left alive to believe it." Dr. B.J. Palmer. And this quote from Dr. Bernard Jensen in his book Empty Harvest: bacteria and viruses, which are cell scavengers, are there because there is malnourished, enzyme-depleted, diseased, and necrotic tissue. They are nature's biological sanitation department to break down and eliminate the sick tissue, to prevent poisoning of the body. If you stop their action, you allow continuous poisoning of the body by the decaying tissue. As a side note, Dr. Jensen, famous especially for iridology and colon cleansing, was one of my mentors. Over 30 years ago, I had the pleasure of warming up a natural health crowd for him in Youngstown, Ohio, where I had spoken on a previous occasion. His plane had been delayed. Then I greeted him and introduced him to the audience when he arrived. And here's a quote from Dr. Tim O'Shea: germs in the human body are scavengers, not predators. Germs don't cause disease. Depressed immunity causes disease. Vaccination is not immunization. Rather, it is poisoning. This and other medical poisons set up the victims for future health problems. Most people are programmed to pursue the medical model and receive additional poisoning with more pharmaceuticals as health falters. Pandemic scares and the quote flu season are for vaccine marketing. Vaccines are not at all about better health. They are about profit and population control. Soon after, and or in the near future, or eventually in the future, generating illness, infertility, and death. Vaccines and flu shots set up future outbreaks of illness. Similarly, wearing a mask does not protect from anything except spray from coughing or sneezing, if that is occurring, or spittle from talking too much too fast. Instead, wearing a mask causes oxygen depletion and excessive carbon dioxide, which can become serious, even life-threatening. It is really about unwarranted compliance with guidelines of medical mockingbird media and ignorant officials, and/or conformity with others. Probiotics, friendly bacteria in the colon consisting of over 400 species, are a major aspect of the immune system. This cleanup crew, providing the final stage of digestion, should weigh about 3 pounds. Our microbiome is destroyed by antibiotics, including those in meats. Key knowledge, detoxification, a natural lifestyle of good nutrition, relaxation, and exercise, along with that detoxification, and protection from EMF fields, all are crucial for better health. Superfoods like Northern Edge organic milled flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, flower pollen extract, and herbs are very important to be added to the diet. They provide minerals and phytonutrient compounds that strengthen and maintain health. Increase your oxygen level with vitamin O and other helpers. Please visit reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and survivethechanges.com to learn more about the many challenges we are facing. Thanks for listening to Be Aware More. Have a good day.